Forts. At first it fell, a gentle rain, a few drops at a time. It whipped and split and tore horizontal, slanting through the sky. Rain-soaked rooftops, clothing, people, all in inky black. For weeks the rain bore down. Sidewalks crumbled, split, and cracked. No sun, no moon, no stars. The storm burned away the veil. And when it cleared, we felt relief, those who survived the bitter gale. We kissed, we hugged, we danced in golden sun and gray-blue sky. But then the children of the town stopped sleeping, stood screaming through the night, whispered of something coming for them, dressed in robes of gold and white, tapping on locked windows with jagged claws and hollow eyes. We rocked the children close and held them near. "It's your imagination," we whispered gently in their ears. And even when their scars appeared, we promised love. We promised comfort. We promised protection. And that was our mistake. The children gathered in the meadow at sunrise, called out to darkness in the sky, collected weapons from our houses, hot irons, pokers, axes, knives. We joined forces with the neighbors to protect them from these lies, to protect them from their madness, to distract them from their cries. That's when they started changing, chanted in whispers in the night, boarded up their windows, stood guard until sunlight. When we'd had enough of their defiance, we dragged them to their beds. We forced them beneath the covers, kissed them on their foreheads. We closed their eyes and waited, organized their rooms so they were neat, turned off lamps, night lights, and flashlights, blew out candles so they could sleep. And when the wind came scratching, we left them to their beds. No weapons, no light to protect them. As we let the scratching in, they whispered to the wind. They forced themselves asleep. No longer did they beg for us. No longer did they scream. On the next day, they sat reading. At night, they went to bed, stayed close and loved and laughed, played games, and let each other win. We made their favorite dinners, played with their favorite dolls, gathered round the fireplaces, raced up and down the halls. This time, when nighttime fell, they appeared standing next to our beds, bandages over tearing skin and new claws, as we dragged them to their rooms again. On this night, they fought us, ran past us in the halls, slammed the front doors open, and let the nighttime call. We demanded that they sleep, but no longer would they wait for us, no longer would they rest. When next the nighttime came, they had all vanished from their beds. We marched out at night to find them. We searched the playgrounds, schools, and halls, searched every yard and treehouse to bring them back where they belonged. That's when a woman paid a visit, brought us news of their escape, hiding one town over, together. But we felt we must prevail. We marched down to that town's meadow, begged them not to fight, warned them they'd only endanger this new town, asked them to return with us in sunlight. They held their weapons firm, and we readied for the fight. They stepped forward, handed us their weapons, and demanded that we take their lives. We stood frozen. They stepped in closer and waited as the rainfall came again. This time, we took no shelter. This time, there was no storm. We looked into their eyes. And we split off, one by one. They built forts in that new town. And from there on, they faced the night alone. From miles away, we heard them laughing. We were grateful for the sound. And the next time that the scratching came, we were what the darkness found. This time, there was no shelter. This time, there was no storm. And the next time that the scratching came, we were what the darkness found. Copyright June 2020. Text and recording. Registered. All rights reserved.